I want to share a really powerful healing technique with you. Healing through breathing, psychotherapy through breathing, and even tripping just through breathing. Breath is a really powerful tool, a really powerful spiritual tool, but also just for therapy and just for healing. And most people, they don't know how much healing they have to do and how much their emotional blockages are holding them up. So this technique that I'm going to show you here today is really good at releasing emotional blockages that are deeply wired inside your subconscious mind. Most people don't even know that they're there. You'll be surprised at what you'll discover by practicing this technique. Very, very powerful, and it doesn't take years like with meditation to get somewhere. You will have incredible results just after one or two trials. That's how powerful it is. Now, the technique I'm going to be sharing with you is sort of my own bastardization and my own little invention that I was experimenting with based off of the work of Stan Grof. Now, Stan Grof is a really interesting character. He is an MD and also a psychiatrist and a psychologist who is one of the founding fathers of transpersonal psychology. And he was really instrumental in the 1950s and early 1960s in doing the first clinical trials of LSD. He was sort of one of the few early pioneers in clinical psychology and psychedelics and pioneering how to use psychedelics specifically for helping very disturbed people, psychotic people, schizophrenic people, suicidally depressive people, and, you know, the whole gamut of problems that people have. So he started to do these trials. And this was in the 1950s and 60s where psychedelics were still legal and we didn't really know what LSD was. So he was experimenting and trying all this stuff out. And he administered LSD in a clinical setting to hundreds, probably thousands of patients. And he took meticulous notes and archived everything and just did a whole study. And for him, his entire paradigm was blown because he was a doctor, a researcher. He was an academic. He was from that field of that whole kind of materialistic Western rationalist paradigm. But the things he was discovering with all these LSD treatments that he was giving people was that people were coming back and they were telling him about all sorts of crazy stuff that they were seeing on LSD. They were having near-death experiences and out-of-body experiences and spiritual experiences and all sorts of trauma, because these very disturbed individuals, as it turns out, of course, no big surprise, that they're so disturbed because they had a lot of trauma in their childhood. And a lot of it they might have even forgotten about. They didn't even know. Some of them had trauma during childbirth, and they didn't even remember that. But then when they started taking this LSD, a lot of this stuff started coming out. Their shadow started coming out. And that proved to be very therapeutic for them. But then, of course, the government cracked down in the late 60s because of the sort of hippie counterculture revolution, the abuse of psychedelics. The government cracked down and all psychedelics were outlawed. And of course, that meant that as a legitimate researcher in an academic clinical setting, he could no longer do LSD research. So he had to stop. And that was a great shame. That set us back. That set humanity back a good 50 to 100 years. That was a huge shame. But he was so moved by his discoveries that he wanted to invent some alternative, a substitute. How can we find a substitute that doesn't require people to go look for psychedelics? And he invented holotropic breathwork. So that's his technique. He actually coined the term holotropic breathwork. He trademarked it. It's his method. He trains practitioners. There's workshops that are held around the world, and in particular in California and around the United States, but they're available all over the world, where you can go to these workshops, and it's done in a group setting, and people sit there in that workshop for a couple of hours, and they do this deep breathing. And so it's a sort of lying on the floor, doing this deep breathing in and out, until you start to experience psychedelic-like effects. And it's very, very powerful. And if you watch some videos online of some of this type of holotropic breath work, like crazy shit goes on in these sessions. The deep breathing is done for such a long time, for an hour or two or even three, that it completely sends the person into this altered state where they can be lying on the floor, writhing around as though they are possessed by a demon. Like, this shit is scary. doesn't happen to everybody like that, but to some people it happens. You can go to some pretty wacky and far out places just by doing this breath work. So these workshops are available, and I encourage you, if you're curious about that and you want to experience this very deep therapeutic process in a group setting where you have a lot of support, because it needs a lot of support for emotional, you know, for emotional assistance, because a lot of emotions comes up, then go ahead and try it out. Research it. You can read about it on his website. You can find these workshops and try that out. But of course, you know, I like to do solo personal development work. So although these workshops are great, and I do go to workshops, various kinds, and I do go to seminars, and I do learn from people in group settings, and those can be very illuminating. But I like techniques that I can do completely solo. So I'm not reliant on some facilitator or having to go somewhere to do something. So what I sort of did is I came up with my own variation that I do at home. And that's what I'm be sharing with you here. I don't call it holotropic breathwork. That's Stan Grof's thing. That's his word. What I'm going to be showing you here, we can call it shamanic breathing. I'm going to share this technique with you. But before I do, a couple of things need to be said. First is that people consistently underestimate the power of the breath. They think the breath is just like, oh, Leo, breath, everybody just breathes. Everybody knows how to breathe. You know, how can you possibly get some sort of deep healing or some kind of psychedelic LSD-like state from just breathing? Well, that's because you haven't really practiced deep breathing. Breathing is something that needs to be mastered. And in fact, I'll be releasing some episodes in the future just about how to breathe properly. That's a whole topic unto itself. Here, I'm not going to get into all the different facets of breathing. We're just going to show you this technique. But what you need to understand is that breath is integrally linked to the function of your mind and your body. And in many languages, the word breath and spirit are actually coming from the same root, and their etymology goes back thousands of years. And there's a good reason for why breath and spirit are synonymous in a sense, because the breath was used in many spiritual traditions going back thousands of years for accessing spiritual realms. Of course, the best example of this is yoga and the pranayama that is done within yoga, but also other traditions. Shamanism. There are many different versions of shamanism out there, and I'll be releasing an episode about shamanism as well soon. But shamanism also relies on breathing. It can. Not all shamanistic modalities, but many of them do. So the breath can be used for shutting off the mind. The breath is one of the most effective methods you have for shutting down your monkey mind. If you're one of those people who can't stop to think, overly conceptual like I am, you're always thinking about stuff and your ADD and all this, then learning breathing techniques can be really powerful for that. It can help your meditation. Breathing is also very effective for emotional healing and psychotherapy, because something happens when you breathe very deeply. You get a lot of oxygen into your brain and into your body. And then all of your tension and all the deeply held emotional trauma that you've had in your life, all of that, it's residing and it's held in your body. That starts to get released. And that can be very therapeutic. It can be more powerful than years of psychotherapy with some sort of psychiatrist. And it can be more powerful than psychiatric medication. And what's really cool about it is that it actually gets to the root of the issues and it releases them, without you necessarily having to consciously work through that stuff. So you're sort of, you're getting massive benefits, and at the same time, you're not having to think through too much of it. So it's a great way for releasing trauma. It can release trauma that otherwise you would never be able to release just through journaling or just through contemplation. It can be good for opening up chakras. The breath can be used for pumping energy into your body, for warming up your body, and just getting yourself more awake and alert. The breath can be used for accessing altered states of consciousness, and ultimately, the breath can be used for accessing non-duality and having even enlightenment experiences. So there's a lot to this thing that's simple on the surface, this breath, but there's a lot to it. So this breathing technique that I'm going to show you is for home use. But you have to be very careful. So I got to issue some warnings here. And I'm not kidding around, because this technique is so powerful that you have to heed these warnings. It's extremely powerful. It can cause hallucinations. It can cause panic attacks. It can cause outbursts of rage, anger. It can cause immense fear, even terror, fear of death. You might encounter your own death. You might start to feel like you're dying. You will surface deep emotions and trauma with this technique. Almost guaranteed, if you practice this technique, this will happen. And depending on your background, this can cause a real problem for you, because if you've been abused, if you had sexual abuse, physical abuse, if you've been bullied, you know, all sorts of trauma, and sometimes it's minor trauma, sometimes maybe major trauma, this stuff will start to surface. That's why it's healing. That's why it's therapeutic. But that can also be dangerous, because then people get freaked out because this stuff is surfacing, but they don't know how to deal with it, which is why in the Stan Grof's holotropic breathwork, you're in a group environment and you have facilitators who are helping you to deal with the emotions, with the trauma. When you're at home and you're doing this, well, it's sort of like you're tripping at home on LSD. There's nobody to help you. So you got to be able to be mature enough to handle any emotions or any kind of trauma that comes up. So be careful about that. I also got to warn you that you might experience out-of-body experiences, which are very profound and utterly shocking and mind-blowing, and you won't know how to deal with it. And even this breathing technique can be physically dangerous if you misuse it, if you strain yourself too much, or if you have some kind of medical conditions or psychological conditions. This could destabilize you, so you got to be careful. In fact, I have to issue this warning. By using this technique, you are agreeing that I am not legally responsible for any physical or psychological harm that you may cause yourself. You agree to breathe and do this technique easy and gradually ramping up and increasing your time, and not to overstrain yourself. Do not do this technique if you are pregnant, if you are mentally unstable, if you have breathing problems, if you have heart problems, or if you have some kind of other special, unique disability or physical condition or disease. You know, be smart about this. But if you're a normal individual, don't let this freak you out. You're going to start gradually, and you can see how you handle it. It's not going to be too bad, and then you can experiment with it and see where it goes. So here's the technique for shamanic breathing. First, you want to clear out your sinuses, so go blow your nose. Go to the restroom, so you don't need to do that while you're in the middle of this session. You're not going to be interrupting it for 30 whole minutes. And drink some water to moisten your mouth and your throat, because you're going to be breathing through your mouth. Also, I recommend you get some chapstick and you apply it to your lips, especially the corners of your mouth here, because you will be breathing through your mouth for a whole 30 minutes straight. And so your mouth can get dry, your lips can get dry, can have problems. So do that. Then create a comfortable space on your floor. Get a nice flat carpet or something that you can lay out on. Lots of space so you can stretch out your arms and your legs with no obstructions and nothing that you could bump your head into or hurt yourself. And then spread out a blanket or something comfortable and some pillows that you can lie on the floor. So you're going to be lying flat on the floor, and you're going to be doing the breathing there. So get yourself comfortable, then get a timer and set it for 30 minutes. That's what you're going to start with. And then later you can increase that to longer durations, but start with 30 minutes. And I recommend playing some music. Of course, you can play different kinds of music. What's most recommended is some kind of relaxing yoga type of music, or meditation type of music, or perhaps even better is a drumming type of music, tribal drumming. So you can go online, find some tribal drumming. So make sure you got that. And start your timer. And then as you start your timer, you're going to just start breathing. As you're laying there comfortably, relax your whole body. You're going to be laying on the floor. And then you just start breathing through your mouth. And the breathing is very simple, but there are a couple of rules. What you got to do is you got to breathe equally in and out for the same amount of time. I'll show you in a second. And you got to make sure that there's no pause between your breaths. So it's going to look something like this. Not like this. You notice the difference? The first time I was doing it, there was no pause. As soon as I breathed fully in, I then breathed fully out. And as soon as I breathed fully out, I breathed fully in. So it's just continuous, without stop. And of course, you want to make sure you're not just breathing into your chest, but also down into your belly. You're going to do that nonstop for 30 minutes. It's important, though, that as you do this, you don't go too quickly and you don't overstrain yourself. So here would be an example of going too quickly. Don't do that. Pace yourself slowly. Like that. And also, don't breathe so deeply in or so completely out that you hurt yourself. Like, don't fill up your lungs and your belly completely. Like, not like this. Don't over-exaggerate it. Don't strain your muscles. And also, don't breathe out so much that you completely empty everything. Just nice and steady and consistent and deep, but not strained. Relaxed. Relax your whole body. Stretch out your arms like this and your legs so you're kind of like laying on the floor like a starfish. And that's it. And you do that until your timer rings. And that's the whole technique. Incredible stuff will start to happen after the 10-minute mark. After the 10-minute mark, it's going to get quite difficult to keep doing the technique. Your mouth's going to get tired. Your throat is going to get tired. You're going to feel that your head is starting to spin because you're oxygenating your brain and your body so much. You're going to start to feel tingling in your fingers and in your extremities. And then by the 20-minute mark, this is going to get even more pronounced and more pronounced. And by the 30-minute mark, you're going to be in a state that you've never experienced ever in your life under any situation. It's going to be completely unique. It's going to be sort of like a psychedelic, but still different. You're going to feel very different. For me personally, I mean, I can't speak to how it's going to feel for you, but for me personally, like really weird stuff happens. I stop being able to feel my fingers. Everything is tingling. Sometimes my arms and hands get numb. My feet and legs get numb. And there's this sort of like pins and needles sensation. Sort of like your arms or your legs are falling asleep. You start to get that. But now it's happening because you have too much oxygen in your body. Your brain starts to tingle and stuff starts to move. And it's just like you're experiencing this altered state. And it's really interesting. And it's going to involve both your mental domain, but also your physical domain. And it's all going to be kind of like blending together. The physical and the mental, these boundaries are going to start to be breaking apart. And it's not all necessarily going to be pleasant. It can be extremely pleasant, but it can also be challenging because you feel like you have all this energy in your body and it's kind of shifting around and moving. You have this kind of burning sensation in your muscles and like, which is really weird. You feel really weird and you want to like writhe around on the floor. You might start to experience emotions coming up. You might start to experience weird memories from the past coming up, maybe traumatic memories, maybe happy memories. You might become emotional. And you know, the full spectrum of emotions is possible, from ecstasy to pleasure to excitement to frustration to agitation to anger to fear, curling up into a ball, into the fetal position. You know, you might have itching and burning and clawing, and you might start speaking in voices. You might start crying. All sorts of weird stuff could happen. So be ready for that. Be especially ready for old trauma to surface, emotional stuff to surface. The key there is you just want to, after your 30 minutes are over, you just want to lay there for a good 10, 20 minutes on the floor and just be mindful of how your body feels. So after your 30 minutes is over, for the next 10 minutes, you're going to be in this altered state and it's going to be very powerful. So just watch it reach its peak and then watch it slowly taper out and come down. So after about 10 or 20 minutes of just laying on the floor, eventually you're going to come back down to baseline. If you have watched my episode called The Dark Side of Meditation, you want to make sure you go watch that before you try this technique. It's going to prepare you for all the stuff that's going to come up. In that episode, I talk about the kind of dark stuff that can come up from meditation. And so this technique is going to give you exactly that. It's sort of an accelerated version of meditation. Imagine you take a year of meditation, you cram it into 30 minutes. That's sort of what you're going to be getting here. And so, of course, all the same sort of side effects can come up, and you need to know the possibilities so they don't freak you out and take you by surprise. And you also need to know how to deal with them. So I talk about that in that episode. How do you deal with them? It's actually very simple. You just do nothing. You just lay there and you just are mindful of it and you let it happen without resistance. Surrender to it. Don't resist. Don't hold back. Don't tell yourself it's wrong. Don't judge yourself. None of this sort of stuff. All right? You have to reframe any negative emotions that come up or any kind of disturbance that comes up or any trauma as a good thing. That is what's telling you that it's working. That's how therapy works. Therapy doesn't work with you going into a therapist's office and just sitting there and talking and just talking about positive stuff. That's not therapy. Therapy is you going in there and talking about all your deepest, darkest secrets and all the skeletons in your closet, all the stuff you did wrong, all the stuff you hate about yourself, all the ugly stuff, all the shadow stuff. So, of course, that's also going to happen here, just without the therapist and without all the talking. You need to appreciate that, understand that, and not overreact to it. That would be the mistake. Is to start saying, oh my God, I was abused as a child and this thing happened to me and that thing happened to me. No, just accept it, allow it, forgive yourself, love yourself, and you'll be good. And understand that whatever state you're in, whatever trauma you're having, if you're feeling sad or angry or whatever, understand that that's going to pass. It's probably going to last for a good 10, 20 minutes and it's going to pass. It might last for a few days. If you had some very deep trauma, it might last for a few days. But it'll pass. You got to remind yourself it's going to pass. And once it passes, you will have healed that wound within yourself. That psychological wound, that emotional wound. And then from that point on, you'll be operating on a higher baseline psychologically. Your consciousness will slightly rise as a baseline. You'll be at a new baseline of consciousness. Probably not drastically new. You're not going to become enlightened, but you're probably going to be a little bit more calm, a little bit less neurotic. This is how neurosis leaves your psychosomatic system. Neurosis is wired in the mind, but also in the whole body. And this is what you're doing. You're releasing it. You're purging it. You're literally exercising these demons. And you might have some really deep demons that need to be exercised. So don't be surprised if some weird shit goes down. That's okay. Don't judge yourself. And also, I'll warn you, expect an ego backlash to happen the day after and the week after doing one of these sessions. By ego backlash, I mean that you're going to now reach a sort of a new state of awareness, but then the ego wants to kick you back into your old way of being. So homeostasis kicks back in. And so your mind will try to drag you back down. So be careful about that and make sure to just stay mindful of the ego backlash. This technique is great as a supplement to your meditation practice, although I wouldn't say it's a replacement. It's a good supplement. It's also a great supplement if you're doing psychedelics. Again, I wouldn't say it's a replacement. It's not identical to psychedelics. Psychedelics are very powerful, and I highly recommend them for people who are serious about growing themselves and becoming conscious. But this is a great supplement. One of the reasons it's a particularly great supplement to psychedelics is because with psychedelics, before you can get to the really profound insights about the nature of all of reality and God and existence and all this sort of stuff, before you can have those deep enlightenment experiences, first, usually with psychedelics, you have to deal with your emotional trauma and baggage. And for many people, they have so much of this baggage that a psychedelic is too powerful. It's too much. It freaks them out. So with this breathing technique, because you have more control over it, you can stop it anytime you want. You can use this technique to purge a lot of trauma and emotional stuff. Do that for a few months, maybe. And then you can try psychedelics, and then you'll be ready for going to the very deep existential insights on psychedelics. So that's it for the technique. Now I want to show you an actual live demo of how I do this. Obviously not the full 30 minutes, but here you go. Here's a live demo of how to do this breathing and how to set up your situation there. All right, so here we are for the demo of this shamanic breathing. As you can see, I've laid out a nice open, clear space here for the breathing session. I put a comforter down here. That's what this is, just to make it more comfortable, because I'm going to be lying here for 30 minutes or 60 minutes or 90 minutes. And let's begin. It's real simple. I have a timer here, so I'll set 30 minutes on my timer and put that over there. And then you want to have a blanket and some pillows. Just make yourself as comfortable as you can. This is all about comfort. You don't need to be austere here. And you're going to want to turn your lights down so it's comfortable. You could even use some sort of mood lighting or candle light, which is nice. And then you'd want to play your drumming music. I'm not going to play that now. I just want to show you the breathing technique and how I kind of lay myself down. So arms out, legs out, just very comfortable. You can close your eyes and then you start your timer. And here's what the breathing will look like. And that's it. I'm already starting to feel a little bit lightheaded and dizzy. Of course, that's only less than a minute, and you'll be doing that for 30 or 60 or 90 minutes straight without stopping. It is quite challenging. Even doing 30 minutes for the first time is difficult. You might need to start with only 15 minutes or 20 minutes and then ultimately work up to 30. That's kind of what I remember doing. There you go. Not really much to it. Do that for a few weeks. Do that for a month until you're comfortable with 30 minutes. Then ramp it up to 40 minutes, 50 minutes, 60 minutes. Try to get beyond 60 minutes. You can even go up to 90 minutes and even beyond that. Just be careful, especially when you're getting into the 60-minute, 90-minute ranges. Be very careful because you're going to be getting into very deep states. And since you're doing it solo, you're not quite sure what's going to come up. Make sure that you can handle whatever's coming up. So as you're doing this, you want to ramp yourself up gradually, the same way that you would with psychedelics. All right. And also I recommend that do this on the weekends when you don't have a lot of obligations. Give yourself a day of integration time after this stuff happens, especially if you do a very deep and long 90-minute session. You probably don't want to be going to work the next day on some important project early in the morning, because emotional stuff will come up. You'll have weird dreams. You might wake up crying or screaming or afraid or happy or whatever. You know, who knows what's happening? So just give yourself time. Probably the best time to do these sessions would be on Saturdays. Speaking of which, let me give you three different ways that you can use this technique, how you can structure it into your schedule. So the first way is commit to doing it once per week for an entire year. Sort of the way that you would do therapy or life coaching. You would do it on a weekly basis. So this is sort of your own private way to do psychotherapy on yourself in a physical integrated way, not just through talking. So you commit to it and you just do it once. Let's say you do it every Saturday for the next year. That's 52 sessions. And then over time, you know, you're going to build it up to 90 minutes plus or whatever. That can be really powerful. After a whole year of doing that, if you're like the ordinary person, I would pretty much be willing to bet that you're going to walk away a year from now. You are going to have a much more stable psyche. You're going to purge a lot of old anger and fear and judgment and just all sorts of neurosis and tension from your body that's been stuck there for a long, long time. You're gonna be a brand new person a year from now just from using this technique, especially if you are someone who has a lot of trauma and emotional baggage that you have not worked through yet. This can be a life-saving technique potentially for you, life-transforming. A second way to do it is to do it once per day for an entire week. So you're going to say, okay, this week is kind of like Shark Week. Shark Week, instead of Shark Week, this is Breath Week, Shamanic Breathing Week. And so every day you're going to be doing one of these sessions. And then, of course, after a whole week of that, then you want to give yourself time to relax, maybe take a few weeks off, and maybe you can do another week. So under this scheduling scenario, maybe you spend 1 week per month doing this sort of process. And the third option, and perhaps the most powerful, is to cram it all into one day. So the way you do this, and this is similar to what they do at the holotropic breathwork workshops, is they do three of these sessions per day. So here what you would do is, first you would build yourself up to like a long 90-minute session. Make sure you can handle that. Then you would schedule and take a whole day off, nothing but breathing work for this day. In the same way you would if you were tripping on LSD, you would take the whole day off basically. Can't do anything. It takes all day. So here what you would do is you would do a morning session of 90 minutes. Then you take a couple hours break, eat a light breakfast or whatever after your breathing is done. Take an hour or two to relax, to integrate, to work through the emotions and stuff. Then in the afternoon, you do another 90-minute session, then take another couple hours off, have a light meal, da-da-da, do that stuff, integrate. And then finally, the third session in the evening, 90 minutes in the evening. And that will be all of it packed into one day. And that can be very powerful. So in this scenario, you're getting the most concentrated, potent version of this. You're probably going to release a lot of emotional stuff. So you definitely want to make sure that you have the next day off. So do this on a Saturday, for example, if Sunday is off for you. And there you go. And of course, you want to give yourself plenty of time after that to relax. So take a couple of weeks off and then maybe do one of these really intense days every 2 weeks or every month. And that can be sort of your way of growing yourself. Add this in with all the other stuff you're doing. So don't replace meditation. You still want to maintain your daily meditation practice. Still maintain your self-inquiry practice. Maintain other practices. This is more of a sort of a potent, you know, one-time shot sort of deal that you do on a weekly or monthly basis. Lastly, I will just recommend that you actually go and try out some of the holotropic breathwork workshops if they're available in your area. Definitely try it out. It's a different situation. When you're doing it at the workshop, you're doing it with a group of people all simultaneously. You're being guided. They play certain types of music for you. They give you special instructions. There's special food. So the whole thing kind of comes together in this sort of retreat situation, which is unique and different than what you're doing at home. There's going to be pros and cons, and you might find, well, you almost definitely will find that at the workshop, it's going to go deeper. The only challenge is that you got to go find the workshop. It has to be in your area. You have to pay for it. They're only happening a couple times a year. So the scheduling of it and its availability might be limited. So check out online what's available in your area. If you're in the United States, if you're in California, it should be easier. If you're in Europe, I think they have some options in Europe and other places. You're probably going to be out of luck. But try it out and just compare for yourself and see what works. I think you'll gain valuable lessons from doing it in a group environment. You'll see the kind of stuff that's happening with people. Crazy stuff will be happening all around you in one of these workshops that you probably won't see at home with yourself. And that in and of itself will be very eye-opening for you. So that's basically it. Please click the like button for me and come check out actualize.org. That's my website. I got resources and cool goodies for you there. I've got exclusive stuff that I post to my blog. Check that out. The forum has unique content as well, and you can contribute and ask questions and stuff and get help. Also, check out the Life Purpose course. Check out the book list that I have. Lots of good resources there. And lastly, just stick around and start doing this technique. Start focusing in all of my episodes when I tell you a technique. That is your gateway to the results. It's not all the stuff I talk about. The theory I talk about is not going to get you real results. It's a necessary step, but it's not going to really get you the life-transforming results. That comes from doing the technique. And this particular technique might be especially good if you're stuck in your mind. If you're a very rationalist person, if you're a scientifically minded person, if you're an atheist and you don't believe in all this new age mumbo jumbo and all this airy fairy woo-woo stuff, start doing this technique. It's very simple. There's nothing woo-woo about it, but you might be surprised at how much it opens your eyes and opens your mind to a new set of possibilities, because you are going to start tripping just from oxygen alone. And you will start to experience some very weird stuff, which is going to start to break down your materialist paradigm, your rationalist paradigm. And that's going to be an important first step for you. You see, because when I talk about mystical experiences and I talk about God and I talk about spirit and I talk about soul and this and that, this language, to most people, this language falls on deaf ears. Because you need to have a reference experience for what that word is talking about. And most people, they don't have a reference experience for it. So of course, what they do is they say, oh, well, Leo, this is just some sort of fluffy nonsense, some sort of unscientific nonsense. No, it's not unscientific at all. You just need to have the reference experience. We're talking about altered states of consciousness. And if you haven't had one of those, well, I feel sorry for you. And I want you to start to have those. So do whatever you can to start having those. Having these experiences is one of the most important factors for starting to do really deep growth. And even if you're doing this breathing technique and it doesn't get you some mystical, schmystical state, you'll just start to experience energetic and therapeutic healing, which in and of itself will start to open up your mind. You will start to experience dimensions of life, facets of life that are beyond the rational, beyond the logical. And you will see the power of working with your body. You will see the power of energy blockages and how significant that is to your happiness and to your success and to your well-being. And then you will start to reassess. Your whole perspective will change on some of these more advanced techniques. The biggest challenge I have with presenting advanced spiritual techniques or personal development techniques to people is that most people will not do them because they cannot believe that they will work, because they sound so hokey, so simple, and so stupid that a scientific rationalist mind will never accept that this could really work. So how do you overcome that problem? By actually doing it. Put your money where your mouth is. Stop being a lazy atheist or a lazy rationalist or a lazy armchair scientist, thinking that you know everything just because you read some scientific theories. You don't know anything. You got to start to do these techniques to actually experience how little you really know. And that will be a great launching point for your whole journey into self-actualization. And stick around with me for more, because I'll be presenting more of these sorts of techniques to you as I discover them in the future.